This is Cityscape. I'm Steve Potter, and Halloween is next Thursday. The fall colors have set the mood. Last weekend, I dug out my styrofoam headstones that I strategically place in the yard. And if that's not enough to set the stage, Coco presents the psychological thriller, The Turn of the Screw, with two performances tonight and two performances tomorrow, all of them after dark. And joining us now with the chilling details, cast member Joss Routh and director Shauna Flanagan. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
And I thought moving to Vermont was scary. But we'll go. Josh, this is, I was going to say a two-character play, but it's really a two-actor play with more characters than that.
Yeah, definitely. I play four different characters. And then my counterpart, Jen, plays one, which is the governess. So there's a lot to hold down for a 90-minute play, but it's amazing.
Shauna Flanagan, The Turn of the Screw by Henry James was a short ghost story, I guess, originally published in 1898 as part of The Two Magics. Can you give us a little background?
Sure. It was published actually in a serialized form, 12 different episodes, if you would, in Collier's Weekly. And it's been one of the most controversial novellas over time because whether it's a ghost story or the sort of story of a mad governess is up to a lot of literary debate. So kind of an interesting piece.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and there's been a lot of debate between literary scholars about what's the real meaning and what really happens. And our play really plays upon that for you.
Well, how important is that, figuring that out? I'm guessing it's not.
It's important. We want you to go leave the play and have a debate about it. You know, go have some conversation about it, strike up some conversation. For us, it was very important. And I would say for Shauna as the director and for Jen as my co-actor, we all come at it from different points of view at certain times and what our characters really believe and what they really see and what they really think. So it really adds to that element of tension and psychological drama in this play.
And Shauna, hasn't in the history of this story being told, whether it be on stage or on film, it's gone through a lot of incarnations, hasn't it? And some of them have been very different from one another.
They have. There are operatic forms. There are televisions. There are films. There's a lot of different takes on this story, some of them landing squarely on the side of this sort of Freudian mad demise,
hysteria.
And some of them falling very clearly on the side of the ghosts. The playwright Jeffrey Hatcher, who wrote this adaptation, really wanted to preserve that ambiguity of the story. He felt, and we believe, that sort of debate and discussion about whether it's madness or ghosts made the most compelling story because it really helped us tell the tale that human nature is never quite what it seems.
But with all that ambiguity, was it difficult at first to decide where you wanted to begin as far as this production goes and, you know, how you're going to approach it?
Oh, yeah. And Shauna's done an amazing job of stripping away a lot of the extras. It's a very sparse set, and she really allowed us to tell the tale through our physicality, through our vocal intonations, to really kind of create the scene just naturally. It's really amazing.
Well, Josh, you play what we call the man, right? Your build is the man.
Yes.
And then there's the woman. And who plays that role?
Jennifer Thebe. So she's doing an amazing job. You know, she really has to go through quite a journey in this play. The play takes place just over 7 days. And, you know, she goes from being a very approachable, very likable character to someone you're really questioning and doubting by the end.
So she does not play multiple characters
No.
as well. It's just Josh that does that.
Yes. And Josh, do you want to share all the different characters that you play?
Okay. Well, there's the uncle who doesn't want to be bothered with things that are going on at Bly. The house is called Bly, though no one knows why. It is in Essex, because that is where it is. Family place, many years, never go down. So that's the uncle, and he's very proper and so on and so forth. And then there's the narrator who actually narrates the play and also does a lot of sound effects like whip crack, wheel rattle, and things like that, which is very fun. And then there's the housekeeper, Mrs. Grouse. Hello there, love. I'm Mrs. Grouse, the housekeeper. Welcome to Bly. Lock your door. So that would be the housekeeper. And then there's the young boy, Miles, who has many different things going on with him. So we're not really quite sure where he's at, if he's possessed or not, and so on and so forth. So he's got a couple of different sounds, but one of them being specifically, when, please, miss, am I going back to school? That's one of him. And then he also has a little bit more of a deeper voice at certain points, like, shh, I'll take care of everything. you know, kind of that deeper, kind of dark, more mysterious thing. And he's a 10-year-old boy. So what's really going on with Miles is a big question.
Mm. Do you have a lot of weird dreams at night, do you?
You have no idea. We've basically been working on this nonstop for the past 3 weeks, and I have been getting up at 4:30 in the morning running lines. It's a 90-minute play with two actors, so it can be quite a challenge for us to hang. I mean, we spend the entire time on stage. I leave the stage one time, and it's maybe for 30 seconds or so.
So you must not be changing costumes, or not much at least.
Not at all.
Not at all.
And the only set piece is a chair. So we are it. We are the play. And we tell the story through our bodies and through our voices and the way we interact with each other. And we create the scene. So it's really a profound work that Shauna has put into this.
Well, Shauna, what's that like directing a piece like this when one person plays all these characters and there's no costume changes?
Been great. It's been really interesting.
Is that confusing?
It's not confusing for me. But, of course, early in the process, you know, they were asking, what do you mean I don't get a hat or a scarf? Do I get this prop? There's no props in the play. We do have we create a very interesting environment with the piece. We have trees hanging. When the audience enters, they're going to enter right as the show is starting with the actors already in place. So it's a very environmental piece. But that was different for them to sort of adapt and realize that it was up to them to bring their acting techniques and their skills to the tell the story.
Well, what prepared you for this, Josh?
Well, as an actor, for years I've been a very physical actor, working in circus and I've worked in the Shakespeare Festival here in Forest Park, and so has Jen. She's worked there as well. And we're both very physical actors and very emotive, so it works really well for us in our training and our background as entertainers and performers on creating these physical characters.
Mm-hmm. And both Josh and Jen teach for us at COCA also, so they have a relationship with COCA, and their acting students are all very excited to have the opportunity to see them on stage. And in fact, my assistant on the show is a student who has acted for Josh a number of times. So that is going to be an interesting play.
Yeah, and plays that we've directed. It's been interesting having her give me notes.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, but good. It's really good. She's smart.
You mean that in a good way, right?
Yeah, Veronica Silva. She's amazing.
Well, we haven't talked much about the storyline. Let's do that for a second. It's about a governess, a woman who is a governess somewhere in the English countryside. And she feels like, or she isn't sure, that the spirits that she's sensing or seeing are somehow related or connected to the orphans that she's taking care of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So she has arrived new as the new governess of Bly, the former governess having gone away, and the former valet also having gone away. And so she believes they are still inhabiting the space that she has come to. So it's a very spooky play full of a lot of surprises.
You know, I have to confess I've never read this
or
seen any of the incarnations as far as I know, but I've read things like it's supposed to be one of the scariest things you've ever seen. Why is it so horrific?
I think a lot of that has to do with the psychological aspects of what is really happening. You know, her only touchstone in the whole thing is the housekeeper. And so she's alone at this house with these children. She doesn't know anything. She can't contact the master that sent her there. So she is struggling to put these pieces together herself without getting hysterical. And she's seeing these ghosts and these apparitions and so on and so forth. And so it really kind of weaves this complex thing. And so I think everyone that comes and sees it may even want to come see it twice, because
– which voice was that?
that was – I can't tell you. You'll find out at the play.
Let me remind people that COCA presents Jeffrey Hatcher's adaptation of Henry James' Turn of the Screw. Four performances altogether, two tonight at 7 and at 9 p.m., two tomorrow night at 7 and at 9. This will be held at the Founders Theater at COCA. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link for ticket informations and that sort of thing. And I can't help but notice that you've made a point of advising that this play is for people 12 years and older. Is it too much for a younger kid?
We do feel like it would be too much for the younger children. It's very intense. And, you know, because it happens so quickly over this shortened period of time and it involves a child who is potentially possessed, we really recommend it for teens and adults.
Hmm. What do you think people will walk out thinking after this? Are they just going to be scared? It is Halloween after all.
I hope they're scared. And I hope they're, you know, discussing the central question of the play, you know, which is how do you really know what a person's human nature is. How do you really know?
Last word.
Come see the play. It's going to be delightful.
That's Josh Routh, who plays the part of the man in The Turn of the Screw. We've also been talking to director Shauna Flanagan. Thank you both for being here. Have a very glorious Halloween, and thanks for scaring us up a little bit.
Thank you.
And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he'll talk with Paul Schneider about his new book on the Mississippi River. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, Kristen Torres, and Jeremy Bailey. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and, oh, have a spooktacular Halloween.